Here's the useful signal today. AI at work is no longer just about getting a draft faster. It is starting to move work across job boundaries. OpenAI's new work at the Frontier Report says that in an analysis of more than 800,000 messages from US ChatGPT users, 16.8% of work-related messages and 43.5% of occupation-specific messages were about tasks associated with another occupation. That is a very specific finding, and it is worth slowing down on. It does not mean AI is magically doing everyone's job. It does not mean all work is changing in the same way, and it does not tell us that every industry is seeing the same pattern. This is one company's research, based on its own sample and its own definitions. But it does suggest something important. People are already using AI to do adjacent work, not just to speed up the tasks they were hired for. That matters because the conversation about AI has often been stuck at the level of capability. Can it write better? Can it code better? Can it summarize better? Those are useful questions, but they are no longer the whole story. The bigger change is in workflow. AI is beginning to sit between one person's job and the next person's job. If you are a freelancer, a founder, an assistant, a marketer, an operator, or anyone in a small team that wears more than one hat, this is probably the most practical AI story of the week. It hints at a real opportunity. AI can help you take on neighboring work that used to sit just outside your role. A support lead can draft a customer reply. A project manager can turn meeting notes into a clean action list. A solo business owner can turn a rough idea into a first pass at an email, a proposal outline, or a simple code change. But there is a catch. The moment AI crosses into a neighboring task, ownership gets less obvious. Who normally owns that task? What facts does it depend on? What tone is appropriate? What is the worst thing that could happen if the draft goes out unchanged? That is why the practical takeaway today is not use AI everywhere. It is, before you let AI into a real work process this week, decide in writing what it can draft, what it can send, and what a human must check first. That sounds simple, but it is the difference between a useful assistant and an unclear process. If AI drafts a client response, someone still needs to confirm the facts and the promise level. If it summarizes a meeting, someone needs to catch missing decisions or misread action items. If it drafts a small code change, someone needs to review the diff, test it, and decide whether it actually belongs in the repository. In other words, the output is not really the output until there is a named person who owns it. That is where the role blur becomes real. The AI is not just making you faster at your old job. It may be nudging you toward a wider job. That can be a good thing, because small businesses often need people who can stretch across functions. But it also raises the bar for checks, because the farther you move from your core role, the easier it is to miss a detail that someone else would normally catch. Here is a concrete example. Say you run a small agency and you get the same three kinds of client questions every week. You want AI to help draft replies. A safe version of that workflow looks like this. First, AI drafts a response using only the approved facts you provide. Second, a human checks the answer for accuracy, tone, and any commitment being made. Third, the human sends it. Now compare that with a looser version, the AI drafts. Someone glances at it, and it goes out under a shared inbox, because it seems fine. That is where trouble starts. Not because the AI is bad, but because the handoff was never defined. So here is one useful experiment for this week. Pick one recurring task. Ideally, a low-risk one. It could be summarizing a meeting, replying to a common client question, or drafting a simple code change. Map a three-step flow. AI draft, human check, final send. Then run it for a few days and note exactly where the handoff breaks. Ask four questions. Did the AI draft save time, or did it create more editing work than it removed? Did the human checker know what they were responsible for? Did the final output match the real intent? And did anyone have to step in because the AI reached beyond the task you meant it to handle? That last question matters, because the report's most interesting signal is not just that people are using AI often, it is that they are using it across task boundaries. That is a clue for product teams, managers, and anyone setting up a workflow. The design problem is no longer only how do we get a good answer? It is how do we make sure the right person still owns the right part of the process? There are risks here that are easy to underestimate. One is factual drift, where the AI produces something that sounds plausible but does not match the source material. Another is role confusion, where a person starts relying on AI to handle tasks they do not fully understand themselves. A third is process sprawl, where teams use the tool in one place, then another, until nobody can explain who approves what. There is also a simple privacy and security point. If a task includes sensitive client information, internal data, or anything you would not casually paste into a public system, slow down and check your organization's rules before you use any tool. I am not giving legal or financial advice here. I am saying that the more real the workflow becomes, the more important the rules become. This is also why the broader market is moving toward control, not just capability. In the same week, other enterprise announcements pointed in the same direction. Approval steps, guardrails, escalation paths, and tighter authorization around individual actions. That does not prove every company will do it well, but it does show where the pressure is going. AI is becoming a work system, and work systems need boundaries. So what should you do with today's story? Use AI now, but only with a clear handoff. If you are a beginner, start with one low-risk internal task and keep the human in the loop from the beginning. If you are more advanced, test a real workflow, but define the checkpoint before you test the tool. And if you are managing a team, write down the rule in plain language, what AI may draft, what it may not send, and what a person must approve. What should you watch next? Watch whether more tools move from simple chat into managed workflows with logging, approvals, and escalation. Watch whether companies begin treating AI access as an authorization problem, not just a software choice. And watch how often people keep using AI outside their original role, because that is where the biggest work changes are likely to show up first. The ClearForge verdict is use now, but test carefully. Not because the technology is unsafe by default, and not because the opportunity is small, but because the work pattern is changing faster than most teams have written their rules for it. The advantage goes to the people who define the handoff before the handoff breaks, produced with AI assistance, and released with human approval by ClearForge.